Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We're on day 18 of our Hunka session. It is April 19th, 2021. The time is 10 a.m. And Second Speaker Rebard, would you render a morning prayer, please?
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity that I may be able to come and speak to you again this day. Father God, I just ask that your will only, Father God, oversee us as we make decisions for our people, Father God. Father God, I ask that you remove all of our difficulties, that victory over them may show a better light to those that we help through your love and your guidance, Father God. Again, Father, we ask blessings for our elders and our children. I ask that you bless our chief, assistant chief, and all of my colleagues and all of the Osage Nation employees, Father God, and most certainly all of our people. I ask for blessings in Indian country today, Father God, and I just ask for your patience and kindness, and thank you for everything and all the blessings you've bestowed upon us. And all these things I pray in your Son, my Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Second Speaker. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw. Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Okay, we have a quorum. Congresswoman Shaw has notified myself and the clerk. She was asked to be a cook for Ms. Moore's funeral today. So we asked to remember the Gray Horse community at this time, and also Assistant Chief, his wife has returned to the hospital, and so I would ask that we keep Louise Redcorn in our prayers and Assistant Chief and his family. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from April 15th.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
On page 2, on reports of standing committees, it has Lad Oldfield listing twice, the second time it listing being appointed or an appointee to the Gaming Enterprise Board. That probably should be Julie Malone.
Okay, thank you, Congressman.
Motion to approve the journal as amended. Walker.
Second, Stabler.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. There's a motion and a second to approve the journal as amended for April 15th, 2021. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no.
Yes.
Journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committee reports? Don't believe there are any standing committee reports.
Yes, Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Government Operations Committee met on April the 16th, 2021. To consider appointee Bell Wilson to the Osage Nation Election Board. The committee found that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Five yes votes, voting yes, Walker, Maker, Shaw, Keene, and Big Horse.
Thank you, Congressman.
May I continue?
Yes, please.
Also, on meeting on April the 16th, Government Operations considered appointee Nancy Pillsbury to the Osage Nation Foundation. The committee found that the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. There were five yes votes. Voting yes was Walker, Maker, Shaw, Keene, and Big Horse. May I continue?
Yes, please. I'm sorry, I'm not looking at your committee report, okay. So please continue until you're finished. Thank you.
Okay, I have one more. Government Operations Committee met on April the 16th to consider appointee Ms. Julie O'Keefe to the Osage Nation Foundation. The committee found the candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. With five yes votes, Walker, Maker, Shaw, Keene, and Big Horse. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other standing committee reports? Hearing none, introductions of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have any bills or resolutions this morning?
Speaker Pratt, this is the clerk.
Yes.
I believe education has a committee report. 2066.
Okay, seems like they do. Congressman Walker.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Clerk. At least somebody's paying attention. Education Committee met on April 15th, considered Bill Number ONCA 2066. Final committee action is do not pass, voting yes, Walker, Tillman, Lemon, Maker, and Potts.
Thank you, Congressman. Okay, are there any other bills or resolutions to introduce? All right, hearing none, we're on general order day one. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Reading ONCA 2125, an act to amend the Treasury Law at 15 ONC Section 2321 to prevent employees who separate service with the Osage, with the nation from continuing to serve on the Investment Oversight Committee and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Goodfox.
ONCA 2129 is an act to amend 15 ONC Section 2-304C to change the qualifications for the treasurer and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Congresswoman Stapler.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to read ONCA 2142, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,720,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Chapel in the Pahusk Indian Village and establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 2143, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,750,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for Wake and Iron Hall in the Pahusk Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Second Speaker Rebard.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-44, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,784 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Second Speaker. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. Reading ONCA 2145. An act to authorize and appropriate $250,000 to the Great Horse Indian Village for a cemetery gate and fencing and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congressman. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2067, an act to amend the Osage Nation Gaming Reform Act of 2007, 14 ONC section 12105C1, to make the annual plan of operations due on or about August 15th of each year and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Hearing no amendments, it will advance to third reading on tomorrow's agenda after engrossment. We are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I would like to move to place the consideration of the appointees on today's agenda for Julie Malone for the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board, Justin Mays for the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board, and Lyd Oldfield for the Osage Nation Ranch LLC. I'd like to move to place those on Friday's agenda for consideration during motions and notices.
Second.
Okay, motion is made and seconded to move the consideration of appointees Julie Malone, Justin Mays, and Lyd Oldfield from today's agenda to Friday's agenda and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Speaker.
Congressman Tillman.
If we're still on motions and notices, I would like to remind everyone there's a membership committee meeting immediately following session today. And if it's all right with the clerk, 10:30 start time, if it's okay with her. And everybody is welcome to join. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Start time is 10:30. Congressman Big Horse.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The cultural committee will meet today from 1 to 2:30. And then the government operations committee will meet from 2:45 to 4:30 today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
Just curious if that is accurate. My meeting notice by email has government ops from 1 to 2:30, and that's also how it is in my calendar. So just verifying with the clerks the actual meeting times.
Our agenda. Speaker, this is the clerk.
Is that accurate?
Go ahead. Please clarify.
Congressman Walker is correct. I believe the Government Operations Committee meeting is scheduled from 1 to 2:30, and culture is immediately following that from 2:45 to 4:30.
Okay, thank you. So GovOps is 1 o'clock, culture is 2:45. All right, thank you.
Speaker.
Thank you.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. I just, for the membership committee meeting, we'll stay on this same feed, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I believe so.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else? If there isn't anything, I would entertain a motion to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
So moved. Second.
There's a so moved and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. All right, we are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Oh.
Wake up.